So let's go to the third chapter of the book of Galatians, please. The second verse, this only would I learn of you, received ye the spirit of the works of the law, or by hearing of faith? So foolish, having been in the spirit, you're now made perfect by the flesh, have you suffered so many things in vain? Verse 5, he therefore that ministers you the spirit and worketh miracles among you, does he do it by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? Even as Abraham believed God, and it was accounted unto him for righteousness. Now you therefore, that they which are of faith, the same are the children of Abraham. And the scripture foreseeing that God would justify the heathen through faith preached. The scripture preached. You see that? The scripture preached. Before the gospel unto Abraham, saying, in thee shall all nations be blessed. That's the gospel. So then they which be of faith are blessed with faithful Abraham. For as many as of the works of the law are under the curse. Now you know what he's talking about. That goes to that. That's what that refers to. So, for as many, and you go on. Now, come on down. And the law is not of faith, but the man that does them shall live them. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangs on a tree. He redeemed us from the curse of the law. Now, years ago, John and Kelly were small, and here came the flu. And so I called them in, and we had a big, large, what do they call them? I call them footstools. Ottoman. Just a big old green foot too. I mean, I kicked that thing one night and broke my toe, so now you know. I got healed in a matter of hours. Oh, that hurt. But I'm the dum-dum that turned the light off and then walked through the room. Oh, pow. Anyway, so we gathered around the ottoman. I said, we're going to take a flu shot. And John's eyes got big, and Kelly didn't know whether she wanted any of this or not. So hold your place right there and go back over there to the 28th chapter of Deuteronomy, where we were. And I turned. It shall come to, if you not go aside from the words which I command thee this day to the right hand or the left, but it shall come to pass, if you will not hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. And Gloria said, now look, see there it says, hear Ken. Okay, I'm listening. You got that, did you? All these curses will come upon you and overtake you. And now we know what the situation was. But look at this. Cursed shall you be in the field. And actually, it's mirror image of the blessing. Just flipped over the other way. But look what he said. Verse 22. The Lord shall smite thee, or you shall be smitten with consumption, with fever, inflammation, extreme burning, with sword, with blastings and mildew, and they shall pursue you until you perish. I said, okay, now that's, I said, now kids, what is that? I said, that's the curse of the law. And there's the fever, right? And there's all of that. All of the flu symptoms are right there. Yes, sir. Well, look over here. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. So we are redeemed from fever. We're redeemed from the flu. We're redeemed from anything else. They said, okay. So we just went back and forth, 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 until their eyes got big. And they got it. We don't have that. So Kelly came home from school one day. She said, Daddy, I've had the flu symptoms all day. She didn't say I'm sick. She said, I have had the flu symptoms all day. And this came out of my spirit, and we as a family have said it ever since. I said, Kelly, you are not the sick trying to get healed. You are the healed, and the devil's trying to take your health away from you. She stood there a moment, and I'm sure all of this word drill was going through her mind. She said, I'll be back. So she went into her room and closed the door. And by the time supper was ready, she was healed. That's our flu shot. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. I need that podium up here. Someone to help me with that, please. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, David. Shove it on up there a little bit for that. Thank you, Lord. Now then, are you ready to pray the prayer of faith? Yes. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So, if you are ready to pray the prayer of faith, stand to your feet. It would be good. Now, here's what Brother Hagin would say. Plug in with faith. Make an effort. There's power in this room. It's being manifest as these lights. Now, yesterday, when we have a generator that's set up to run TV lights because they pull a lot of power. And we rented a little generator, and it ran out of gas. So anyway, somebody didn't fill it up like it should have been. But that, you know, that's not a problem. And well, it was a problem, but it didn't defeat anything. That's a good lesson. Don't run out of word gas. Don't be running out of Bible gas. Amen. Plug in, make an effort. He was on the bed of affliction for 17 months. He died 3 times. The first 2 times, he went down this dark tunnel and got in. He said, I could actually see the fire of hell. And he said, an unseen being caught me by the arm, and I knew that if I got through that gate, I'm not coming back. And he said, this can't be happening. I've been baptized in the Baptist church. This can't be happening to me. Well, it happened the second time. He said, this can't be happening to me. I've been baptized, I tell you. But then the Lord revealed it to him, that isn't enough. And he dealt with him, and he prayed, and then he died again. Came out of his body, but he said, this time I went up, and he said, I got into the glory. He said, I knew I'd never die. I knew I wouldn't die. But he's still on the bed of affliction. But he stayed on Mark 11, 22, 23, 24, and 25. Totally paralyzed from the waist down. And he plugged in to faith. He finally saw it. And the Lord said to his heart, so, he said, I saw then, I have to believe it before I have it. And begin to say that I'm healed. He said, so, you believe you're healed now? He said, I sure do. He said, well, healed people ought to be up this time of day. So he threw his legs out of the bed. And he said, it just chunks of wood. He couldn't feel it. And he was hanging on the bedpost. He said, I want to announce to Almighty God and the Lord Jesus Christ, I want to announce to all the angels in this room and all the devils of hell that I am healed from the crown of my head to the soles of my feet in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And he said, feeling started coming into my legs. And he said, I could feel those nerves coming together and my heart started beating right. And he said, it hurt so bad, it felt so good that I had feeling. He said, I was weeping because I was healed and weeping because I was hurting. But he said, in 30 seconds time, I was standing up in that room. He said, I only weighed 89 pounds. But he said, I got up and I got dressed and went to breakfast. Glory to God. Plug in, make an effort. He had to get out of that bed. If you believe the gospel that I've preached to you this morning, that the gospel is the power of God unto salvation. Praise God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, Father, thank you. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I take authority over all sickness. I take authority over all disease. I take authority over all the devils in the name of Jesus. And I cast you out. I cast you out of this room and online, anywhere in the world right now. I cast every sickness and disease, devil, down. You go down, devil. You crawl on your belly like God told you in the Garden of Eden. You get under our feet today in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I take authority over arthritis. I take authority over sickness and disease. I take authority over stomach problems, stomach ulcers. I take authority over liver disease. I take authority over kidney disease. I take authority over every kind of disease, every sickness, cancer, arthritis, diseases of the brain, tumors. I don't care what it is. I speak to the demon life and sickness and disease to die and fall out of the body right now in Jesus' name. Glory to God. Now, just lift your hands and close your eyes and say this. The gospel that I have heard is the power of God unto my salvation. I confess Jesus Christ as Lord over my life. Spirit, soul, and body. I receive the power of God to make me sound, whole, delivered, saved, healed. Now, right now, I act on the Word of God. I receive the power of God. Sickness, disease, and pain, I resist you in the name of Jesus. Sickness, weakness, and pain, you are not the will of God for me. I enforce the Word of God on you. I will not tolerate you in my life. Leave my presence. I will never allow you back. My days of sickness and disease are over. I am the saved. I am the healed. The power of sickness has been broken over my life. Jesus bore my sickness, weaknesses, and pain. I am forever free. Sickness shall no longer lord it over me. Sin shall no longer lord it over me. I have been redeemed from the curse of the law. I proclaim my freedom. in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Today.
Today.
Is the power of God to me unto salvation.
Is the power of God to me unto salvation.
I receive the gospel.
I receive the gospel.
And now I act on the gospel.
I'm made whole.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus'
now
name.
Act, praise, move, see, hear. All heart disease is healed today. All shoulder pain, glory to God. Arthritis of the neck and the shoulder and back pain, glory to God. Back, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. I'm 85 years old. What's your excuse? Glory to God. Yes, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. My legs are healed. I call my knees well. I call my legs well. I call my lungs well. I call my hands well. Oh, no more stiffness in my hand. Praise God. My arms and my elbows are well in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Oh, I call my thyroid gland well. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I call my sinuses well. I call my eyes healed and well. In the name of Jesus. I call my memory improved and well and good and strong. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, glory, 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 glory. Give him praise. Give him praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Someone in the sound of my voice in this room, as I believe in this room, somebody, you banged your elbow into something and it just, the pain just does not go away. And it feels like the thing is just out of joint all the time. But it just painful in there all the time. It just hurts. Well, hold that arm up there like that. And then do this. Let's all do it together. And we'll just lead whomever it is. Just hold it right there and say, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth,
my elbows are healed.
And they are strong.
And I have no pain.
And I'm strong
in the Lord.
A young woman got out of a wheelchair in Sacramento, and she got out of that wheelchair. She just immediately stood up. And it seemed like she just kind of realized she was up. And then she began to walk, and then she started getting kind of sassy about it. Then she joined. And then here it came. And she walked around in the back of the church there, and Tracy Harris was back there, and she wasn't in that wheelchair anymore. But here was the thing. They lived several hundred miles away. And she said, you get me to that healing school, and I'm going to be healed when I get there. You get me there. You get me there, and I will be healed. And Tracy saw her back there and he said, don't get back in that chair. She said, I'm not going to. Put the chair in the back of the car. But that was the key. Hallelujah. Praise God. Oh, hips. Right in this area here, the hips. Now, let me tell you something. Fear is not okay. Like I've said earlier, you're not afraid of flying, you're afraid of dying. Now just read the second chapter of the book of Hebrews and get over it. Boy, it says he tasted death for every man or every person. So you can't taste it when you die, you can't smell it when you die, you can't see it when you die, and you can't hear it. To be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord.
Now that coat was actually tailored for me. That's the reason it fits me. I am the life of that coat. And that's all there is to dying. Brother Hagin said he slipped out of his body, and he said it's just like taking off your boot in the morning. And he said, well, I went back in it, and he said it feels like you would when you slip your foot back into a boot. There's nothing to it. He just happened to be conscious when it happened. And he experienced it. Amen. I said amen.
Amen.
Come here. It has no life. Now, I want to show you something. George, would you help me, pastor? You're my pastor.
Yes, sir.
And so you're doing my homegoing service. So would you get my body for me?
Certainly.
And I need you to dress it up where I'll look nice. But I'd rather you just put it in the box and don't show it to anybody. But you take care of that for me.
Yes, sir, I will.
And you put that in that box and say some nice things about me and go put the box in the ground.
Yes, sir.
And so now you're my pastor, but I'm not there.
Right. Right.
I'm not there. I left town. Don't talk to me about like I was a was.
Yeah, you is.
I still am.
Yeah, you is.
Yes, he was such a... Hey, don't be talking about me like that. I'm not a was. A.W. Copeland, Aubrey Wayne Copeland is not a was. And Vanetta Pearl is not a was. They are having an exceptionally good time.
Yes.
With Nancy Pearl and Chum and Pampa and Granny. Amen.
Amen.
And all of them are about the same age. But I have news for you. Everybody in this room, the day you were born, you started dying. Amen. And as you progress through life, then glory to God, on the second day of November, 1962, Jesus came into the inside of me. And every day since then, my inner man has been renewed day by day because my food is this covenant book. And I eat every day.
My name is Martha. The first night I was here, it was after the meeting. I was walking down the hall and my heart started going into an irregular beat that happens occasionally. And so I just was feeling bad. I felt really weak, like it happens to me. And I had to drive home 50 miles. So when I got home, I have these heart pills that I take that will calm my heart down, so I didn't take it right away, but about 5 minutes before I went to bed, I took it, and then I laid down, and I'm sure it wasn't enough time for that pill to take effect, but my heart was beating fast still, and I felt really uncomfortable and kind of scared, and so I put my hand on my heart, and I said, "Heart, you be still, you be at peace, in the name," and I didn't even say in the name of Jesus. But immediately, it just stopped, and it went right into a normal beat. And then I said, "In the name of Jesus."
Let me add something to that. Why did that happen? Faith has been coming. In the spoken word, faith had come, and so when she spoke it, it had power. It was stronger than the pill.
and her heart heard it and it decided to behave itself. Glory to God.
The enemy may be telling you, you can't live through this disease. You'll be dealing with this pain forever. But that's a lie. God's word says that by Jesus' stripes, you were healed, so you can live long and strong. With the MB3 disc, be made whole, live long, live healthy, renew your faith, and rejuvenate your life. These three messages by Gloria Copeland are also available on digital download. Learn how you can receive your wholeness, why walking in love is important to your health, and how the authority you have as a born-again believer frees you from sickness. Walk in the blessing that Jesus bought and paid for you to have. Take hold of the Word of God. Speak the truth over your body, your mind, the situation, and your family. Jesus is your healer. He wants you to be made whole.
Hello, I'm Larry Warren. Today, Brother Copeland led us in a powerful prayer of faith for our healing. I encourage you to go back and watch or listen to it again and again on KCM.org or on KCM's Roku channel. Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. It's so important to feed your spirit with God's Word and speak words of life. In Proverbs 4, 20 and 23, it says to attend to God's word, incline your ear unto his sayings, let them not depart from your eyes, keep them in the midst of your heart, for they are life unto those that find it and health to all their flesh. Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. So, we choose life by putting God's word first place and making it final authority in our lives. Be sure to get your free copy of Gloria Copeland's teaching series, Be Made Whole. All you have to do is request it on KCM.org, and we'll send it to you for free. I want to remind you of KCM's prayer line. If you need prayer, call us today. Let one of our prayer ministers pray with you and stand with you on the Word. Prayer is a priority at Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Our prayer ministers are licensed and go through Bible training so they can minister the word to you when you call. Take the scriptures that they pray over you and continue to declare them over your situation. Go to KCM.org for the contact information to all of our KCM offices. We'll see you again tomorrow. This is Brother Larry reminding you that God loves you, we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Kenneth and Gloria Copeland want to thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. To learn more about Kenneth Copeland Ministries and how we can help you grow in faith, check out our website for free content and resources available to you on kcm.org.